93.7 Express FM, it is Paul Marsh, and that was the Spice Girls with Christmas Wrapping, and before that it was Jessie J with Domino, broadcasting out to the great waterfront city of Portsmouth and beyond on expressfm.com. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Lee and Karen Brogan and Rachel Hulk. Now, you guys together have been doing something really, really special to raise money for charity. Let's start with Karen and Lee first. So what you actually do, you in the front of your house, you've got a fantastic Christmas display, beautiful lights, Santa's there, you've got a snow machine, Billy the Elf giving out candy.
Yep, and we also have Santa Claus on the roof on particular nights where my husband Lee is out there spraying snow foam.
Do you mean the real Santa?
Of course.
The real Santa. Yes. That's what. So the first question is, how, you know, you, around Porchester, you're really, really known for this display now. How long have you been doing it?
It still started with the COVID years, to be honest, when the kids couldn't get to see Santa. We'd always lit up the house, but it's gone from one extreme to being a little bit more.
Yeah.
So when COVID hit and the kids couldn't see Santa, they came to our house and it just made that a little bit of a magical Christmas for them because they could see Santa on the roof. He's waving to them, talking down to them. And spraying the snow foam, which they all love.
Yes.
And I mean, your children have been and enjoyed it.
They have. Yeah, they absolutely love it. So you originally started purely just to put smiles on the kids' faces.
Yeah.
Then what made you think about collecting for charity as well?
So the first year we did it, people kept saying, "Have you got a charity box?" And of course we didn't, because it was just like a spur of the moment thing where we had Santa Claus out. And then we spoke. Last year we did a charity, and this year, after talking to Rachel and just seeing, I was absolutely fascinated by the fact that she'd actually done 16 years, apart from the COVID years, with this particular charity. So Rachel will tell you all about that, but I just, we were just like really wanted to help. And if you could donate to something like that, then, you know, it's for a good cause. And, you know, I think people like relate to it, don't they, where they just need that little bit of support. And with Rachel, she's got a family of her own where she is giving up her time to go out and spend time with these children that are disabled, their special needs. And Rachel goes out and gives her valuable family time away to spend time and away for this whole week.
So, Rachel, let's talk to you now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You've been volunteering for roughly 16 years. So what made you first get involved with the charity HCPT?
So actually, it was my dad who has been travelling to Lourdes with HCPT probably longer than he'd care to admit. And he started a youth group at my school, which was St. Peter's in Gloucester. And as a sick former, you got to give up your time and go along with the big charity going. So HCPT, it's a registered charity and it offers like pilgrimage style holidays for children and young people with disabilities or disadvantaged. And each group is made up of it's like a regional area, and then there's a family group. So, for example, there's a Bristol group, a Cheltenham group, and they make up the Southwest region. And my group is 186, and we are the Portsmouth Navy group, and we make up the Armed Forces region, along with the Plymouth Navy group, RAF group, Army group, just to mention a few. And so I went as a youth helper, got placed into this Navy group, kind of there for relief during the day from the main helpers, and was absolutely hooked. I could sit and talk to you for days about HCPT and what it means to me and everything, and I would still not do it justice. It's one of those things that really, once you've been there, it really grabs you and really hard to kind of let go from.
Well, we haven't got days. We've got a couple of minutes.
Yep.
So what we're collecting, what Lee and Karen are collecting for at the moment, what's this money going to go towards?
So every helper that comes gets paired up with a child and becomes their helper for the whole week for, to kind of give families respite. But these helpers have to raise their own money. So it costs around £750 for each helper to come out each week. And like Karen said, you know, a lot of my helpers, everybody is a volunteer. They've got their own families. This is their own leave if they're not, you know, within the Navy. And it's their own money that they're giving up. So the money that Karen and Lee are raising, I'm hoping we'll be able to soften that. You know, it's £750 to come and give up your time to look after somebody else's child.
Well, not only is that a lot of money anywhen, But it's a lot of money, especially now.
Especially now. And I think it just goes to show how much HCPT means to people, because people are still, even within this climate, willing to give up their own time and their own money to participate in it, to give those children this amazing holiday and to give some families some real needed respite, especially with COVID having happened and services being cut down. You know, this is a lifeline for some people. We also have numerous cafe stops throughout the week, which involves a lot of ice cream. So our ice cream bill throughout the week is pretty massive. So any donations towards that is always really, really welcomed. So, yeah, it will just, you know, what Karen and Lee do, not even just for charity, like, you know, yourself having been to the house lit up during COVID times is amazing. But to be chosen to receive their charity money this year is just absolutely amazing.
So, Karen, if people want to come essentially to your house, it's not on every night, it's not on every day. So tell the people when you are doing your shows up to Christmas.
So the house lights are switched on from 4:30 every day until late. But we have particular dates that we're doing Santa, and we call it Santa and the Snow Flurries. If anybody living in Porchester is listening, the dates are on Voices for Porchester. But the dates coming up, we have one Wednesday night, the 14th, Saturday, the 17th, Sunday, the 18th, the 21st and 22nd leading up to Christmas. So those are the dates that we'll be doing Santa and the Snow Flurries. And Billy the Elf would be out there handing out candy canes to all the children. If we run out of candy canes, then it'd be chocolate coins, because all the shops seem to be not selling them anymore. I must have already got through 15 boxes of candy canes. Yeah, so every time I go shopping through November, I put like 3 or 4 boxes in my shopping order, because we know that we get through a lot. So it might be chocolates if we've run out of candy canes and can't purchase any more. But it's great that Billy gets involved with it as well. She loves it. She's really proud of her dad up on the roof, and you know, she has all her friends round, and she's gazing up thinking, you know, that's my dad, but really it's Santa Claus.
Well, I can tell you, you know, my kids have been up there and they look forward to it every year. They love it. It's a fantastic experience. And I would highly recommend, if you've got young kids, take them up there. Take them up there. Give a couple of pounds to charity and the kids will absolutely love it. Rachel, if people want to know a little bit more about HCPT, where can they do that?
So the website is easily hcpt.org.uk. You can have a look on there. All the information is on there. If you'd like to get involved, there is a map toolbox where you can pop your postcode in and it will come up with ways to contact your local group. Equally, the amazing HQ team based in Rugby, there's contacts for them on there as well, and they will happily answer anybody's queries as well.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it, and I wish you all the best and hope you have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Right, this is Ward Thomas with Music in the Madness.